This is a sermon for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost, and the scripture it reflects on is Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16. So today we have another one of Jesus' parables of the kingdom, and this one's a doozy. The people who've worked all day in the hot sun of the vineyard grumble when the people who haven't worked nearly as hard get paid just the same. And the landowner, instead of acknowledging their sense of being exploited, tells them to pull their heads in. It's no problem of theirs if he chooses to be generous with others. The standard reading of this parable is all about God's grace. The vineyard is the church, the landowner is God, we are the labourers, and so on. And no matter what we might be seen to deserve, in capitalist terms, we each get what we need to survive based on the generosity of a good God. Bonus points for noting that we can't earn this grace. It's not a matter of works, but it's all about God's openness and generosity to us. We might even stop to point out something about this landowner, that he takes the initiative in all of this, that he goes back to the marketplace throughout the day, keeps seeking people who need the wage he is offering, and keeps taking them into his employment. The folks hired late in the day are probably those who aren't such good workers, which is why nobody's hired them. Perhaps they're old and frail. Perhaps they have disabilities. Perhaps they've got a reputation for being difficult. But to each, the offer is the same and is made with striking persistence. And, you know, that's fine and true as far as it goes. And on the one hand, that's an encouraging message about there being a place for each of us in the kingdom. And on the other hand, a timely reminder to stop comparing ourselves to others and trying to work out who's getting more than we are out of God's generosity and grace. But what if we go beyond that? What if we read this parable of the kingdom, not just as a message about God's grace, but as a portrait of what we're supposed to be like as the church? What if we look at the way this landowner behaves and see there's something of the way we're supposed to behave in mission? What if we were doing the equivalent of being out in the marketplace five times a day, looking for people who want to connect, looking for people who need what God is offering them, looking for every opportunity to build relationship? What if for everyone who did connect, we treated them exactly the same as the way we treat people who've been here for decades, without playing favourites, or thinking some people in our community are owed more than others, in terms of control or deference, or time and attention? That might seem like a strange thing to say, so let me give you an example. I have a friend who's the priest in a parish somewhere else that shall remain nameless for the purposes of this sermon, and one of the big arguments he had with that parish when he got there was over the birthday song. It seems, at least as I've heard the story, that under the priest before him, parishioners who had a birthday had a special birthday song sung for them at the notices in church. And on the surface, that sounds lovely and like a great celebration of community. But what it did was create a culture of insiders and outsiders. The insiders were the people we know well enough to know when their birthday is and think to sing them the song. The outsiders are all the others, the ones who get overlooked or forgotten, and there were quite a few of them. It caused no small amount of angst when my friend told them they could have birthday celebrations over morning tea if they liked, but there would be no more birthday song in church. But I can see why he did it. And what if we welcomed new people without judging them for how often they do or don't come to church, how they contribute their time, energy, and talents, and how they engage with the way we've always done things? What if our life together modelled generosity and hospitality in a similar way to the scandalous, radical, countercultural way this vineyard owner acted? Where all the usual rules about what's fair, about meeting people's expectations, all the games we play of comparing ourselves in what we do and what we get for it, just weren't part of how we do life together. And don't tell me we're there yet, because in all sorts of small ways I can see that we're not. For example, it really struck me when COVID rules were relaxed and we were allowed to go back to normal, that the question of passing the plate was one that struck a nerve. Why? because some people were worried that other people would notice and judge what they were or were not putting in the plate as it came past. Let me tell you, folks, if we're watching what other people are doing with the offering bowl or worried that they're watching us, we're right back in the territory of this parable. Note, I'm not saying I want to go back to passing the plate. I quite prefer what we're doing now. But I'm just noting something about how that question brought some anxieties to the surface about the way games of comparing and taking note do go on, or at least are perceived to go on. So where does that leave us? What I'm suggesting is that it's good to see ourselves as the workers in this parable and to be thankful for God's goodness and generosity and grace. But it's also good to go beyond that, to see the ways in which we can imitate God's radical, countercultural generosity and care, taking initiative, looking out for the marginalised, and treating everyone as belonging deeply from the first. And when we do that, that's the kingdom of heaven.